I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. It is a win for Governor Bruce Rauner and a loss for public sector unions. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled non-union members don't have to pay fair share dues. Daisy Contreras has more.
Rauner supported the case's main argument that workers should have the opportunity to opt out of paying, even while reaping benefits from collective bargaining. He was in Washington all week, waiting for the ruling he called a victory for freedom of speech.
It is also an historic victory for taxpayers who, for too long, have borne the unfair, high cost of the conflicts of interest inherent when government union leaders negotiate with, but also support, politicians.
AFSCME's executive director in Illinois, Roberta Lynch, says Rauner has been after unions since before he took office.
His goal, and he was very explicit about it, was to destroy public sector unions.
Governor Rauner says the ruling is pro-worker and pro-taxpayer. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Meanwhile, Democratic gubernatorial hopeful J.B. Pritzker was among those criticizing the high court's decision. At a campaign stop in Springfield, Pritzker called it a deliberate attack pushed by Governor Rauner.
He has weakened their ability to collectively bargain by doing this. You know, that was his goal in the first place. Lower the power of working families, lower the power of middle-class families across the state so that he can lower wages for them.
Pritzker gave an indirect response when asked what he would do about the decision as governor, saying he needed to further examine it. Pritzker's campaign is backed by organized labor, but his family's Hyatt Hotel brand has been the target of labor disputes as recently as last year. The judge presiding over a wrongful death lawsuit involving the fatal shooting of a teenager by a Chicago police officer reversed a jury finding in favor of the teen's family. The Cook County jury awarded more than $1 million to the family of Quintonio LeGreer. However, Judge Rena Marie Van Tine reversed the decision after the jury also found Officer Robert Rialmo feared for his life when responding to a call of a disturbance. The jury also found in favor of Rialmo in his lawsuit filed against the LeGreer estate for the infliction of emotional distress. However, the jury did not award him any money. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC's Chancellor Carlo Montemagno has announced he's battling cancer. In a blog post yesterday, Montemagno said he had curtailed his public schedule to deal with significant back and hip pain, initially thought to be cysts. Though he is feeling better, the chancellor says the cysts have now been identified as cancer. Montemagno says he's treating it aggressively and will continue to be fully engaged as the head of the Carbondale campus. He says his management team will step up when called upon as he undergoes treatment. A deadline is approaching for Medicaid recipients in Illinois who need to change their plan. WSIU's Steph Whiteside has more.
Adults covered by Medicaid who have not chosen a plan manager have been assigned to a managed care organization. Many Southern Illinoisans have been assigned MCOs that may not cover local providers. Those wishing to change their plan have until the end of the month. Participants may change their plan online or by calling Health and Human Services at 877-912-8880.
That's Steph Whiteside reporting. A longtime Ohio River ferry will continue operating between Illinois and Kentucky through the summer as officials are working on long-term options. The Cave and Rock ferry had faced shutting down by July 1st because of funding troubles for the service that links Hardin County, Illinois, with Crittenden County, Kentucky. I'm Jennifer Fuller.